played a career football all the way away. That's right, Case came in, did a great job, you know, executing. It's a little tough in this league for a quarterback to come, you know, into that situation and do what he did. And you know, everybody believes in him, and you know, he showed why.
Jordan McKinnon and the Vikings find a way to win in Chicago.
Jed, when Sam Bradford was struggling, what were you kind of saying to him? What did you kind of observe as to, was his knee still bothering him? What exactly?
We know Sam's going to do whatever he can to stay in the game and help the team win. Us as running backs, our main focus is to make the plays, when we touch the ball. The Tavis has some good conversions. I have some good conversions. CJ has some good plays. So, it's all a collective effort. That's what it's going to take from us week in and week out.
Do you think Sam was still hurting a bit out there or a bit rusty, or what would you say it was?
At times, it looked like he was hurt, but, Sam's a fighter. Everybody knows that. So, we got to do whatever we can, in those situations to make plays for him.
Jarek, what's the sense of urgency that you felt after this game, Delta goes down last week? To do what you did, obviously, almost 100 rushing and a bunch receiving the football as well.
My main focus was just to make plays, feed off Tavius, CJ, those guys, the guys, the running backs. My main focus was just to feed off those guys, bring the energy, and just make, like I said, make plays for the quarterback, make plays, open up the passing game. And I think as running backs, we did it.
How challenging is it when you lose a quarterback in the middle of a game? You're trying to find rhythm.
Right. I don't remember the score at the time, but it's very tough. And we all ride Sam, and we know he's going to make the right decisions and stuff like that. And it just came to that point where it was hurting him bad enough where he couldn't finish. And like I said, Case did a great job of stepping in and coming through for us.
Can you take us through the 58-yard touchdown run?
Nick Easton had a great block. I seen him come, cut somebody. Treadwell came off the backside, had a real key block to spin loose. So, it's a great collective effort. And I think kind of got them on the tempo. So, building off each other, playing with effort. And like I said, find a way to make plays for offense.
Jarek, how was Sam's week in practice? How did he look to you in practice this week?
Looked good to me. Like I said, that's probably something y'all should ask him. I don't really know too much. It looked good, and just couldn't go.
With as much emphasis has been put on, containing those explosive plays, being able to maintain those now that Dalvin's gone, how good did that feel to be able to get?
It felt good. The thing about, when Dalvin was, into those first couple games, he made those big runs. That gives the guys up front a lot of courage and, reason for them to play harder. So, us as running backs, we have an explosive group, and we know we have to make those plays without Dalvin here. So, main point was just come out, play our game, and find a way to make explosive runs.
Jarek, what's the process of running behind this offensive line compared to last year? Been like 5 new guys.
It's a great group of guys. I think last year, we were just beat up. We had a lot of injuries that caught up with us. This year we're staying healthy. Those guys moving people up front, giving us holes in the backfield. And as running backs, it's our responsibility to make plays.
That last